Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hello there. Welcome everybody to day 4 of the Young with CJ program. How are we feeling? Are you starting to get your rhythm yet? Maybe those food swaps are kicking in, or perhaps you're even sore from doing that workout that we spoke about. Either way, today is about keeping the momentum going, adding a few more tools to your biohacking and toolkit. So today, we're going to be talking about a few things. The first thing is that we will be talking about some movement sessions. I'll add some more movements to your protocol. Then we're going to be looking at portion control, which is really an intuitive way of eating. You don't need to use any calculators. And then the last thing is movement and stretching again. Sounds good? Let's jump into it. Day 4. Let's go. So let's talk about movement. Today, we're going to be exploring the remaining of the exercises. One is for a lack of a better word, hinge, then pull, push, and then lunge. Why are these so important? Because they're one of the most foundation things that can help you move better, feel better, and prevent any injuries. Movements like lunges and deadlifts, they kind of mimic our life activities. Think about lifting groceries, climbing stairs. Once you do this and get stronger at this, it improves your coordination and your balance. And it burns a lot of calories, which I'm sure you guys are interested in. It saves you a lot of time and it helps you work on multiple muscle groups at the same time. So today we're going to be talking about a few new exercises. Again, go to YouTube, hire a trainer, get a friend, do it however you like. These are just indications. I don't like to get into the exercise part so much because it's really versatile and there's so much content out there, and I want to make sure I just point you in the right direction. So for today, we have some single leg deadlifts for balance and stabilities, Romanian deadlifts, then you can have some bent over barbell rows or do cable rows right here. If you're doing things at home, then things like incline push-ups, pike push-ups. If you're at the gym, of course, bench press, shoulder press. Lunges is, everyone hates it. It's one of my favorite things. Dumbbell lunges, walking lunges. I love it for years. Okay. So one of the things I want you to think about, which a lot of the times I also tend to miss, is focus on quality versus the quantity. It's better to do a few reps with perfect form than to rush through it all with heavier weight and a lot of injuries. One way to point it out is just like have some notes, talk to yourself, see how every workout feels, and you'll be able to do it well. Then let's go to portion control. Now, portion control. We've always heard the advice, right? Measure everything, count everything. A calorie is a calorie. But again, I used to do that for quite a long time and I got to 4.5% body fat without taking any steroids or peptides. This is a long time back, but it was really hard and it was really time consuming. So let me make it easy for you guys. Now, let's talk about plate size. This will help you get it easily. Did you know that the size of your plate can actually trick your brain into eating more? Really, this is science. This is called the Delboeuf effect. Delboeuf effect. Anyways, it's a psychological effect where on a larger plate, where food on the larger plate actually looks smaller, so it makes you serve yourself more. Studies have shown that just switching to a smaller plate can reduce your calorie intake by 22%. So here's what I want you to do today. I want you to serve your meals, or like choose a 9-inch plate. Serve yourselves meals on a smaller plate, instead of a larger plate. Then pay attention to how hungry you're getting or how full you're getting. stop eating when you feel satisfied, not when you feel stuffed. It takes 20 minutes for your gut to signal to your brain what's going on so you can feel full. And again, this might be boring, but write it down. Write it down, do a voice note, see how you feel, what's the, how you ate, how it's making you feel. It might be a bit strange in the beginning, but over time, your brain will adapt. Trust me. Then let's look at something else that we have here. Stretch breaks. Right now, I'm standing. My treadmill desk is really loud, so it'll disturb you, so I'm not using my treadmill desk. I walk a lot. I stand a lot, but a lot of people don't. That's my dog. Just entered the room. But I stand a lot. I sit very less, but most of the people, they're sitting a lot. Whether it's looking at your phone, looking at Instagram, looking at Netflix, whatever. When you sit a lot, it can impact your health. Sitting slows down our metabolism and it reduces fat-burning enzymes by as much as 90%. So you burn less fat. When you burn less fat, you accumulate more fat. When you accumulate more fat, you have higher risk of things like heart diseases, diabetes, mental health issues, and even anxiety. So if you work out regularly, long periods of sitting down. Now listen to me very carefully. Listen to this again. If you work out regularly, long periods of sitting can actually undo some of those effects. So starting today, what are you going to do is take a stretch break. You're going to set it, you're going to use your phone, your laptop, whatever, to set a timer to stretch every hour. Okay. Here, I've put like a 5-minute stretch routine for you. It's simple. Get up. You can do this anywhere. Tilt your head side to side, stretch your neck, turn your torso. You can do like opposite hand, opposite knee. Do a little bit of leg extensions, you know, stretch and put your hands up like this, reach for the sky, get creative, walk, run, do some squats, do some burpees. I don't care. These little boosts might seem little, but it'll help you boost your energy in a very big way. It'll improve your circulation. And guess what? It will also burn more calories. So when you burn more calories, what happens? You lose weight. So that's the whole point of this. Again, that is it for today. What I want you to take away from day 4 is that bring in these new exercises. Get that 9-inch plate. A smaller plate means a healthy you. It's all about awareness. And then don't sit for long. Break up long periods of sitting into stretching, moving. You'll get more focus. So yeah, do all of that. Remember, these things are really small, like I said, but they're not life changing on their own. They won't let you lose like so many kilos on your own. But when you stack them, they help you get momentum. They help you push in the right direction. And that's where the magic happens. So that's it for today. Try this new exercise routine. Swap your plate. Day 5 is done. CJ is out. Go ahead, team. You have got this.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.